The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tamura Daf Lamed. So I want to continue a little bit from what we spoke about yesterday and the day before, about this entire between the therapy agency and the person making the referrals. I wanted to bring in a new angle, besides what we spoke about yesterday, that might patter the agency maker adin. Although we said that generally speaking, if a worker does the work that he's supposed to do, and the Baal Bayis doesn't receive the benefit that he expected to get, that the Baal Bayis would have to pay the worker, we said yesterday that there might be an exception in the case of a sarser, who gets paid for the final product rather than actually putting in the time. And I want to introduce another angle over here. There's a concept called Makas Medina. The Mishnah says in Bar Metzia that if you rent a field to somebody, and he's supposed to pay with a share of the crop, with a set amount of wheat from the crops, and the crop gets destroyed in the middle of the year, the halacha is that menakaloi mechakura, you deduct from the rent amount. Even though the Nesivos points out that if it was not a Makas Medina, the Mishnah is actually saying if it's not a Makas Medina, you don't take off from the Chakura, from the rent. The reason is, the Nesivos explains, that even though, like we said yesterday, if you rent an animal and it dies halfway along the way, that you do deduct according to the amount that you did not use the item. Nevertheless, if you rent a field and the crop is destroyed, you would not be able to deduct. The reason the Nesivos gives is because if you rent an animal and the animal dies, so the guf of the animal died. It's not just the payre, it's not just the usage of the animal that was taken away from me. The actual animal is dead. So what the Baal Bayis is supposed to provide me with every day is dead. He's not providing me with the thing he's supposed to provide me with. However, when you rent a field and you plant a crop and the crop gets destroyed, since the maka did not hit, the tragedy did not strike the actual field, there's nothing wrong with the field. The field is a good field. The crop of the field was what was destroyed. So since it was the crop that was destroyed, so that tragedy is striking at the heart of what the soicher, what the renter got already from the Baal Bayis. He already bought the right to use the field. And it's the usage of the field that's being hit by the tragedy that struck. So therefore, says the Nesivos, if it's not a Makas Medina, we say that the entire loss falls on the shoulders of the soicher because it's his item that got destroyed. It's as though you bought a house and the house burns down. Everybody understands that if you buy a house and the house burns down, that it's the buyer's problem. It burnt down after you bought it. So too, if you rent a field, so you rented the usage of the field, and the usage of the field was destroyed after you bought it, so it's your problem. As opposed to the case where the goof of the behemoth gets destroyed, in that case we say that it's true you rented the usage of the behemoth, but the Baal Bayis still had to provide you every day with the right to use the goof of the behemoth, to use the behemoth and take what's yours. In other words, there's two parts of the behemoth. There's the payris of the behemoth and the goof of the behemoth. So it's true that you bought the payris of the behemoth and that sale is finished once you made the deal. And if the payris of the behemoth are lost, that's your problem. But since there's another part of the deal, there's the goof of the animal that the Baal Bayis has to make available for you in order to appreciate your payris. And that part he's giving you every day because that doesn't belong to you. He never sold that to you. It's just an eshibur, an obligation to make the goof of the behemoth available for you to appreciate your payris. And the goof of the behemoth that he's supposed to be making available is not available anymore for him to make available. So therefore, the Baal Bayis is considered to be stopping to provide what he's supposed to provide. So again, let me just explain that again. The point is that there's two items that we have to think about when we're dealing with renting any kind of thing. We're dealing with the payris, and that deal is done and finished with at the second that you made the deal. And then there's the goof of the item that the Baal Bayis is obligated to provide on a daily basis, and that's a shibud kind of concept, which is not a mechira, it's not finished. He has to continue to provide that, and the second that is not available, the schiras gets cut short. The Makas Medina is different. For some reason, if it's a national tragedy, if the entire city or most of the fields in the city get hit, so then the halacha is, it's different. Even though what's getting hit is the usage of the item, and that's something you already bought, nevertheless, you don't have to pay for it. It's very interesting. That seems to be a very, very good comparison to our case. In our case, we're saying that although you finished doing the actual work, since I didn't get the benefit that I wanted to get, and it's a Makas Medina, this is not a tragedy that's being directed specifically at this therapy agency, it's being directed across the entire industry. The entire industry is getting hit by these insurance cuts, so it's a Makas Medina. So therefore, even though you already provided me, we already finished the sale, you already did your work, nevertheless, and usually the fact that you finished doing the work that you're supposed to do is enough to say that you deserve to get payment, regardless of the fact that if the Baal Bayis gets benefit, nevertheless, we can say that just like over there, where the deal is finished, once you sign the contract and you say, I rented your field, the deal is over, but nevertheless, since I didn't get the benefit that I wanted to get because of a Makas Medina, so I don't have to pay, so too one can say that in our case, even though generally once the pile did his work, the deal is over, nevertheless, since the Baal Bayis didn't get his benefit because of a Makas Medina, we would say that the Baal Bayis might not have to pay. Now, an argument was made that you could be mechalik. You could say that there's a difference. In the case of the Mishnah, it's true. 100%. As far as the payers of the field are concerned, you already bought it and you're finished buying it. But like we said before, there is also a goof that we have to think about. And for some reason, it's not considered that the Baal Bayis finished doing his job until he provides the goof every day of the schiras. And if the goof is taken away, the halacha would be that the seicher will be potter from that day on. Like if the behemoth dies. So even though technically you can look at it from a payer's perspective and say that everything is done and finished, nevertheless, from the goof point of view, it's not finished yet. So maybe that's the reason why when it's a Makas Medina, for some reason we look at it from the goof point of view and we say that even though it was mostly finished, but there was something here that wasn't completely finished, and because of that, if tragedy strikes with a Makas Medina, with a national tragedy, that would be enough to pater the seicher. In our case, however, where you did everything, you provided your usage, you worked, and you provided your goof lived through the entire time, the pile didn't die. And the maka is striking only after the completion of the entire job, perhaps that would be different, and the Baal Bayis would have to pay. Again, we can try to use the rush that we spoke about yesterday, that the rush says that sarsiris is different. Sarsiris is, the job is only considered finished once the employer receives the benefit that he wants to receive. So even though yesterday we put forth the argument that although the rush says that the employer has to receive the benefit of the agent before he has to pay, nevertheless, a partial benefit might be enough to trigger full payment. That argument was put forth yesterday. But that's only when we're discussing something which is not a Makas Medina. When we're discussing something which is a Makas Medina, where we see the halacha is different than general cases, and over there, it's enough that there's a national tragedy would pater you, even in a situation where you wouldn't generally be pater. So the argument can be made that as long as the rush is telling us that the job is not totally done until you receive your benefit, the halacha would be that the Makas Medina would pater you. However, this is not conclusive. So, the svaras here are very, very difficult, and it's very hard to be machria exactly what is the correct way to look at it, but there is a very, very interesting nesivus who says a fascinating thing. The nesivus says that although the halacha is that if you buy a house and the house burns down, that of course you have to pay for it, even if you never moved into the house. You're planning on moving into the house, you bought a house, you're so excited, you wanted to move in, the house burns down, chas v'shalom, before you get a chance to move in. Says the Nesivus, of course you have to pay. But if there's a Makas Medina, if the whole city burns down, the Nesivus says a gewaldige chiddush, that if you didn't yet have a benefit of the house, the halacha is that you will not have to pay for the house. And he has a story where a guy promised to buy from somebody, a guy made a deal to purchase certain war supply items in order to supply the troops of the king, and the war was finished before he was able to supply it. So Allah is, the Nasiba says that even though the sale was already consummated before the war was over, nevertheless, since I didn't get to use these items, I didn't get to provide it and to receive any benefit from it, I would not have to pay. Now, the Nasibis is not 100% clear because he seems to go back and forth on this point, and there's some inconsistency in the Nasibis regarding this point. However, based on the fact that even without the Nasibis, we have a suffix about this idea, and we had a suffix yesterday about something else, about the fact that Sarsiris might be different anyways from other Pilum. So therefore, because of the confluence of all these factors, the Beis Din decided to basically, more or less, patter the therapy agency.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.